Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to My View with Uncle Tochi podcast. I trust we are all doing fine. I'm grateful for the feedback I got in my previous episode. The love was overwhelming as usual. I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for the support. I'm grateful for everything. Without you guys, I'm not sure this podcast will be running, but for the fan love and everything, I'm grateful to all those who shared my podcast with your friends, to all those who subscribed, to all those who gave their feedback. I am grateful, and I'm certainly expecting more from you people. So what's happening at our end? I know it's been crazy lately, from government policies to social media crews and everything, the whole rigmarole on social media and everything. It's just been crazy lately. But I trust in everything, we've all been always catching our crews, because everything has still crews, still catch our crews. And the serious one, we take it serious. The one we're supposed to catch crews, we still catch our crews. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Before someone will die, before the person's time, right? Yeah. So, what's been going on with our lives? What's been... I certainly wouldn't hear from people almost immediately. But yeah, I trust we're all doing fine. And as for me, I recently enrolled into this digital filmmaking class. It's a 6 weeks class. I'm supposed to learn about digital filmmaking, and it's been an interesting journey, really. Now I see what these people always enjoy in their profession. It's actually a nice stuff. I'm actually learning lots of new stuff, and you know, see, you certainly do not know where you'll blow from. So it's actually ideal. We gather the necessary skills, and hope the future brings good tidings to our side, and hopefully we blow. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey recently. Big shout out to Lagos State Government. They're actually the ones that actually created this program in collaboration with the York Creative Academy. Yeah. So it's been an interesting journey. Lagos State's Ministry of Tourism, big thumbs up for this opportunity you granted me and other 1,000 Lagos youths. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I hope someone somewhere listening to this podcast from their end would hear this and know that I'm grateful. So yeah, recently I was having this discussion with a friend, and it was like, Tochi, you're doing great in your podcast. And I was like, okay, thank you. And I was like, what actually inspired this whole podcast stuff? And I was like, so let me just tell you what actually inspired it. So during the lockdown, it was a crazy situation. You know, during the lockdown, most of us were just lazying around. Most people went to gather online courses and the rest. So me, I thought to myself, okay, it was crazy that period. So this is my friend MJ. Big shout out to you, homegirl MJ. She has a podcast, Just with Queen J. You should go listen to it, because she's actually good in what she does. So she was like, I'm starting up a podcast, don't you? I was like, what is this podcast thing? Because obviously she knew I love radio. So she was like, podcast is just like you want. It's just like a radio station. Just put yourself in that radio station, mix and everything. Shasha explained it to me. I was like, okay, this is a nice opportunity. At least let me just use it to just be passing out time, because I've got passion for media and radio, and I just figured out that this was going to be the ideal opportunity. So I decided to just start my own podcast, and here we are, 13 episodes and counting, and we are moving strong. We are not yet where we want to be, but hopefully we'll get there. So please, if you have that your uncle that works in the radio station that needs an intern that will promote into a permanent staff, I'm up for grabs. And please, if you have voiceover gig idea on board, so please just put your boy through, okay? I'll be grateful, trust me, I'll be grateful, because radio has just been my passion for a very long time. And I hope someone out there with the right connection would link me up. So today we're going to be talking about something very interesting. I got a couple of anonymous messages from lots of people, and about 12 of them thereabouts. So today we're going to be analyzing these messages. Some of them are very crazy messages. Don't worry, get to hear them. very crazy messages. So we're going to term this episode the cruise control episode. So sit back, be right back after this breather. So yeah, that breather was actually needed. Now back to today's topic. What actually inspired the whole cruise control topic thing and the cruise control theme? So like I mentioned earlier, we got a couple of anonymous messages from our listeners, and we got their permission to air it on this podcast. So I'll be sharing a couple of them, and I hope we are able to get one or two information. It's going to be a very interesting episode, because it's just going to be all about cruise. So please, I guess you shouldn't listen to this alone. Just go and grab your friends, put it on. If you have a speaker, just on your Bluetooth and listen with your friends. I hope that will be cool, Barrows. So now the first one, this person was like, I had this guy I liked, we were dating, met him during my internship at one of these FMCGs, food moving consumer goods. So this person, she was like, he's a permanent staff anyways, we shall like each other and well, we did stuff anyways. By stuff, you know what I mean. But after a while, Ogata gave me attitude. We had a discussion, and it was like he needed space, which I gave him. Later along the line, he asked for a break to sort himself out. It was hard for me, but I had no choice. Later, we got back together and started rocking and rolling. Oga said he was sorry that he messed up. I never knew he was just all about the sex. That was why he came back. And that he wasn't intentional about his feelings towards me. Felt like shit, but I had to move on. Babe, you made the right decision to move on. Now, these are the guys that would make most female folks start calling us scum. Whereas, in my own... what I feel. I feel every gender has their own scum. But I think a certain gender has more scum than the other. So, babe, you made the right decision to move on, because your mental health is actually very important. Your emotional state of mind is actually very important. So, you made this right decision to move on, because I felt this ogre never appreciated you. He never appreciated you. So, I guess you should move on. Move to someone that appreciates you more, but I wouldn't advise you move into a relationship immediately, because I guess the hurt you feel from this previous relationship, you might want to carry it into this new relationship you want to make, and it will be all messed up. So I'd advise you, you made the right decision to move on from this guy, because he isn't what you should. Just calm down and try to figure yourself out before thinking of another step to take. So yeah, you made the right decision to move on. And Olga that did this thing, you're a very wicked person. How would someone give you all she has and you just throw it into the trash bin? It's not fair. I think we have to do better as individuals and as human beings. We deserve to reciprocate the energy the person that you're in relationship with is giving you, because it wouldn't be fair for it to be giving 8% when someone is giving you 92%. That's not cool. So the second person was like, Uncle Tochi, I legit used to delete my conversations with my side chick from my phone to avoid my babe from knowing what's going on. So one day a weird thing happened, and I was legit high. Forgot to delete my conversation with this side chick of mine, and boom, my babe came visiting. She legit used my face ID to open my phone, and boom, she saw things. Next morning, I woke up only for her to give me weird looks. I just knew that you are not gas. How do I get over this mess? Oga, you are a goat. You are a goat. Why would you even cheat on your girlfriend in the first place? It is not fair. Like, I don't understand individuals. Like, you're not ready to go into a relationship. Why not just make it clear that, okay, see, this thing we are doing is, let's just make it friends with benefit, so that I would have the liberty to do any other thing I want to do. It's not fair when someone legit loves you with all their heart and you go to one corner and start cheating on them. That's not cool. That's not fair. As individuals, we deserve to do better. What if that girl stabbed you in your sleep? You would be able to hear this to me, would you? We deserve to do better. Please try to be better individuals to people. I guess you should just apologize to her. Then you guys should see where you guys are going to take it from there. There are certain girls that wouldn't forgive infidelity, but I think you should apologize to her and promise to be better and indeed mean what you say, not promising to be better and at the end of the day you go behind her and continue from where you stopped. That wouldn't be cool at all. So Mr. Who, please try to be better. Okay, let's go. So the third person was like, Uncle Tochi, I legit used to leave my base in Ondo State as a copper to come for NACS in Lagos. Weird that be, but Konji now a bastard. Konji is indeed a bastard. Eh? You know, Konji is a bastard. You, Ondo State, what if you have accident on the road? What will you tell your God? Eh? What will you tell your God if you have accident on the way when you are coming for NACS in Ondo, from Ondo to Lagos, you will pass Ogun State before coming to Lagos? That would be like a 3 hours or 4 hours journey for NACS. Ha! Jesus Christ. Oh man. Anyways, you all will be fine. Just shall take it easy, please. Eh? Nne, please. Calm down. Hmm? From Ondo State to Lagos State. I know Konji is a bastard, but anyhow, Sha, you're gonna be fine. You're going to be fine. But please, just take it easy. You know go. Please, and possibly you guys can figure out how to be in the same city. Oh, you're serving, okay? So hopefully, and try to be celibate now. Then after your service, then you can come and have as much snacks as you want to have. I think that'll be better. I don't know, Sha. It's your decision. So, but anyhow, Sha, if you want to keep catching your cruise, you can catch your cruise. But I would advise you to be careful anyways. That's the little bit advice I've got to offer to you. Now, the next person one, like, sometimes I feel like being a bad person, like, I legit don't give a fuck about anyone's feeling because human beings are weird and wicked. You give them good energy only for them to pay you back in a weird way. My dear, I understand how this sounds, because okay, I had this issue one time like this. I borrowed someone money, and when it was time for the person to pay me back my money, the person was not giving me excuses, telling me legit, it was even me that was even begging the person for the money. Like, the person wasn't even keeping tabs with me or nothing. It was always me keeping tabs with the person. But I could remember vividly when this person was desperate for this money. The person was on my neck and was like, she had no other option, and I legit had to just go in my way to give her the money. And when it was time for her to pay back, she was not giving me excuses. So I understand how you feel, but I guess you should never stop being good, because in the long run, being to be good actually pays in the long run. Don't be like, okay, because this person was wicked to me or stuff like that, I wouldn't be kind to this person. It's not right. Don't stop being good, even though human beings can be very silly sometimes. But I would advise you not to stop being good. Just keep being good. At the end of the day, I guess you would get your reward at the end of the day. So just be that Mr. Nice or Miss Nice that you are, and trust me, it's going to pay off in the long run, okay? Yeah. So this person is a very funny person, I swear. When I saw this message, I was like, wow. Person is like, I'm a fan of big endowments, but my babe legit doesn't possess those features. I do not know how to go about it, because I legit always have the urge to cheat on her, or rather I'm currently cheating on her. In a way, I do not give a fuck. On the other hand, my conscience is pricking me. Yes, your conscience will continue to prick you. You are wicked. That is the only definition for this kind of animal behavior. I would term it like that. It's not fair. Wait, when you wanted to enter this relationship with this person, did you not know that you were a fan of big endowments? So why did you now decide to go ahead with the relationship when you knew this person doesn't possess what you want in a lady. I don't understand. It's not very nice. You know what you want for yourself. Why go for something less? And at the end of the day, you regret. Why not calm down and wait for the right time when you would get that whatever you want for yourself? It's not cool. You're fond of being ignorant, yeah? But your baby legit doesn't possess those features. And you don't know how to go about it because you legit always have the urge to cheat on her. Or you're even cheating on her already. Not that you even have the urge to cheat on her. You're cheating on her already. My brother, desist from that act. I would say it's already late already, because you already committed into this relationship already, and you not giving a valid excuse for breaking up with her would be you breaking her heart, and that's not cool. So it's you that made the mistake in the first place by going for something less, and now you're regretting. You have to regret. You have to live with that mistake for the rest of your life. And if you don't desist from this act, your conscience will continue to prick you, and before you know, you'll end up regretting. So please, I would advise everyone listening to this podcast that if you want to venture into a relationship and you believe this person isn't your spec, uncle, auntie, don't go about manage and see how it goes. Be intentional with what you want, and if what you want is not coming your way, then calm down. In the long run, it will come your way. Don't be like this bros, I be this auntie that sends me this message. This bros here is the bros because the big endowment, his breast is this thing, the front and back he's conscious about. Don't be like him. If you want your babe to have, then calm down and wait for that right person. There are plenty of fishes in the river, like they say. Don't settle for something less, and at the end of the day, you go and regret it. We always see these kind of things in Hollywood. It happens in real life. So, give you a while, you'll calm down to still come your way so that your conscience will not break you like this, Olga. And Olga, you have to live with the mistake you've made already. Because if you break that girl's heart, they say karma is a bitch. Karma will come for you. That's my own 2 bits on this particular message. Now, this person was about, I'm confused about a career path. I really don't know how to go about it. I think I'm this person is me, and me is this person. Because this is me. I graduated with Science Laboratory Technology. I actually have passion for anything related to radio. I actually see myself working in a radio station. So I know what this means. I would advise you go for what you have passion for and see how it goes in the long run. Maybe what you have passion for is not giving you money, is not connecting at the meantime. Maybe you could just go and do what's going to give you money for the meantime. Then, with just a side angle, you could still be pushing your passion, and hopefully we'll see where it goes. Because me, I have passion for radio, I have passion for anything related to media. So if you're listening to this podcast and you have a gig, and I mentioned it in the beginning, if you have a gig or you have your uncle like working in a radio station or something, you can just put your boy through, okay? I'm all for that. So if you're confused about your career path, like I said in this message, I would advise you to just go for your passion. Hopefully, and by God's grace, it will click. Because your passion will continue to be your passion. It's what you have passion for that you put your mind and your dedication into, right? So I would advise you to go for what you have passion for, okay? Yeah. So this person was like, lost interest in so many things, and I'm so exhausted. I can imagine how that feels. Lost interest in so many things, and your emotional state of mind is not stable. I would advise you that last, everything will be fine. Just take it to God in prayer. I know it's crazy in this country at this moment because several things are happening. The government is not even helping matters. It's just crazy from one Allah to the next. Nigeria is never conducive for anybody at the moment. So, yeah, I can imagine what you meant by this message. You're losing interest in so many things and you've been exhausted. But I would advise you to just hang on and just stay, just hang on to that little glimpse of hope you've got, because I know you've got that little glimpse of hope that everything is going to be fine. So grab onto that little glimpse of hope and take it to God in prayer, and I assure you that everything is going to fix itself up. Okay? Yeah. So this person was like, I have a friend, Abby. Should I call the person acquaintance? Only for one person. Like, this person has body odor, like real stench. And one day we're on bike and she flicked her dirty smelling braids in my mouth. I was like, what did I do to deserve this trauma? I do not know how I would tell her to change her personal hygiene attitude. I think if you are a true friend, you would find a way to tell this person. So be more conscious about her personal hygiene, because you wouldn't want your friend to be smelling everywhere. That would be nice at all, Abby. Or you can, even if there's a way you can do it, maybe on her birthday, you can buy body spray for her. Maybe like the carton of body spray for her. And I don't know, in one way or the other, I just tell her to be conscious about her. Be conscious about her personal hygiene, because she's a girl, right? And women are supposed to be more cautious about their personal hygiene, right? So I don't know if there's a way you could tell this person to be more conscious about her personal hygiene. I think that'll be better. It'll be better for you to tell her by yourself. I know it's going to be somehow, but just figure out a way to tell her. Probably we just stylishly hear by about it. I don't know. We are human beings. You'll feel somehow and want to retrace our step, okay? Please do it as soon as possible before she will kill you with body odor, because I can't imagine how you feel right now. Body odor thing is something that is weird. I wonder why people have body odor. I mean, it's just for you to just take your bit, right? So why? It's not, wash your armpits. If there are hair on your armpits, you remove them. Make sure you use the right body spray, and it's not hard. You stop smelling. I don't know. I think it's just so hard for people. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. But please, just find a way to tell your friend, so that at least, because not only she's terrorizing, a whole lot of people, and that's not cool at all. Now, this person was like, I like this babe. We are friends though, but I do not know how to go about it. Telling her that I want us to take it to another level. I really do not have feelings, I do have feelings for her, but I'm scared that the whole feelings thing would mess our relationship up. Bros, if you don't tell that girl how you feel, I'm sorry. And that person, come on. Oh yeah, I think there's a way. I'm not an expert in all this relationship talk, but I think there's a way you should be able to transition between friendship into a relationship. So I don't know how you're going to do it. Maybe you tell her friends to tell her how you feel, or possibly tell her how you feel about her. The worst thing that will come out of it is she telling you no, and everybody move their separate ways. You wouldn't die. So I think you should just be intentional about her feelings, because you won't want to be there bottling up the feelings you have for her inside you, and that one will come from the side and snatch her away from you. I guess that'll be worse. So I'd advise you to just go to her, tell her how you feel about her, tell her you want to transition from friendship to a relationship. If she wants you to be stuck in the friend zone, fine. If she wants you guys to move to your relationship, fine, because you never can tell what's on her mind until you open your mouth and voice it out and tell her how you feel about her. So I think you should tell her how you feel about her, okay? Yeah. So this person was like, interning with this government parastatal, and every day this woman legit sends me to buy food for her. The annoying part is not the buying food stuff, because on your norms, that shit is annoying, because it's not food I came to buy at work. What annoys me the most is this woman just says thank you alone. No BC. Take this money. Take this one to whole body. Sometimes I just legit feel like telling her to go to hell. I know how this feels. I know how it feels. I think I used to, when I was in my NYS, this Oga used to send me to go and buy food. But my own situation is that he usually gives me small change to hold my body. So I would say that you should just calm down, just take it easy, okay? Just be humble, just be humble since you're interning. It's one of those things. But I wonder why people would legit tell someone to go and buy food for them. I mean, that is not part of your job description, right? It's not supposed to be part of it. You came to intern with them to learn, not to come and buy food for them. So I think for the meantime, you've got no choice. I can still remember one tweet that Dr. Depot made on Twitter. He was like, you should stop sending NYSC folks an intense message to go and buy food, because that is not what they came to do. So I get where you're coming from, and just hang on. I guess it's possibly like a 6 months or 1 year internship, so just keep buying the food, okay? last everybody will be okay. Maybe she's just saving the money. Maybe at the end of the day, when you're leaving for your internship, when you're leaving from that place you're interning, she might gather all the money and give it to you for the food you've always been helping her to buy. So yeah, I guess that's all. I'm supposed to take more, but I think I'll end it on this note. So I guess we've been able to gather some stuff. I would advise you, if you're a good person, just don't stop being good. Just be yourself. In the long run, it will definitely pay. Definitely. Good people still get their rewards. Okay? So I'll be leaving you guys with this nugget. I'm quoting someone. His name is Dr. Jerry. He says, you think everyone has the same heart as you, and that's going to fuck you up. Being a genuine person comes with a whole lot of disappointments. You expect people to be built like you, and they just not like that. So yeah, that's what I have for you. I'll read it again. You think everyone has the same heart as you, and that's going to fuck you up. Being a genuine person comes with lots of disappointments. You expect people to be built like you, and they are just not like you. Yeah, so not expect too much from people, okay? Just do you and be you. That's what I would say. So hey guys, it's a wrap on this particular episode of my viewed Uncle Dochi's podcast. I'm sure you enjoyed this particular episode, because I had so much fun making this particular episode. Please do well to check out our podcast on various podcast streaming platforms, on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Google, as well as on Anchor or other various streaming platforms. I'll be grateful if you do the needful. Please ensure to share to your friends as well. Please, guys, remember to stay safe out there, because there's still corona. Corona is still out there. Please remember to wear your face mask. If you could get the vaccine, please do well to get the vaccine as well. And please remember to be security conscious, because it's crazy out there. On the flip side, if you want to be a part of this podcast, or you want us to talk about a particular topic, you could do well to send us a mail at mvwutpodcast@gmail.com. mvwutpodcast@gmail.com. You'll be sure to get a feedback from us as soon as possible. Definitely, you would get a feedback from us almost immediately. Please, on a concluding note, if you are, you know, weary and you crave tasty meals, you crave affordable meals as well, you could check out my homegirl Elle's Kitchen. She sells affordable meals. You could check up on Instagram as well, Elle's Kitchen, EARLZ Kitchen. You could check up on Instagram, or you could call her on the following number, 0810-541-9916. You could reach her on this number, 0810-541-9916. Till next time, guys, my view with Uncle Tochi. Ciao. Bye. Catch you. I love you guys.